KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have sprinkles and it's 38 degrees. We look for a flood warning until noon today, a wind advisory until 10 p.m., scattered light rain, with temperatures dropping into the 30s as they have already this morning. We are at 45 degrees at 5 o'clock and 38 currently. We picked up 55 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Floodwaters have forced Iowa officials to close several highways on the western side of the state. Interstate 680 near Council Bluffs and a portion of Interstate 29 were closed early this morning. The Iowa DOT says a stretch of Highway 75 was covered by floodwater northeast of Sioux City, but a detour was operating. An emergency shelter was opened in Council Bluffs because of flooding along Mosquito Creek, and sandbagging was underway in Avoca, where an emergency shelter was opened as the West Nishnabotna River continued to rise. Residents of Missouri Valley were asked to evacuate after levees there were breached. More than 1.55 inches of rain was reported in Sioux City, where the sheriff in Woodbury County says 16 spots where floodwaters had covered the road. He told the Sioux City Journal there's a big swath of water that's got to go somewhere. There are several roads that are closed this morning here in Cass County due to water or debris on the roads. Locally, Olive Street in Atlantic from the city limits at KJAN just south to Commerce Street was closed due to flood debris on the road, but the city crews were working to clear the road at the top of the hour to get the debris off of there and open it up. Glacier Road, just east of the ethanol plant to Olive Street, is closed due to flooding at last report. There are several roads in Shelby County that are also closed, and you can see that list under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Audubon County Engineer's Office yesterday said that a bridge on 340th Street west of County Road F58 before Quail Avenue was closed, and that was due to damage by ice. Officials say the bridge will remain closed until it can be repaired. They're also recommending the public not travel on any gravel roads unless they absolutely have to, especially those roads, because they're treacherous due to the rain and rutting. In other news, police in Red Oak arrested a man on an OWI first offense charge late last night. 34-year-old Billy Lynn Leeper of Red Oak was arrested at around 11:50 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports that 29-year-old Natasha Stalder of Corning was arrested late Tuesday morning on a drug charge. Stalder was taken into custody after a search warrant was executed at the Adams County Courthouse. Authorities found Stalder had narcotics in the center console of the car she was driving, and a needle and clear baggie with 1 gram of meth was found in the vehicle. Stalder was charged with possession of meth, third offense. Her bond was set at $5,000. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports that around 11:30 p.m. Wednesday, deputies assisted a motorist who was parked along Sycamore Avenue near Highway 34. And upon further investigations, James Teipelman of Lenox was placed under arrest for OWI first offense. Teipelman registered a preliminary breath test of .180. The owner of the car, Katie Sickles of Mount Air, was cited for minor in possession of alcohol, 18 to 20 years of age. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening approved the previously reported 2018-19 calendar makeup days. The district currently has 1,050 and a half hours in the books, which is short of the 1,080 hours of the required instructional hours. Hours missed were the result, of course, of weather-related early dismissals, late starts, and snow days. The board approved adding an instructional day on Good Friday and adding 3 days to the end of the year, the Friday before Memorial Weekend and the 28th and 29th. Administrators will look at scheduling days on Wednesdays in April to make up any remaining necessary time. And the board, as expected, set the public hearing date on the 2019-2020 certified budget as April 10th at 5:30 p.m. prior to the start of their regular board meeting. We do have an update now. Olive Street at the KJAN studios south to Commerce Street is now open. Again, Olive Street is currently open here in Atlantic. In the funeral announcements, Daniel McLaren, age 77, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A funeral mass for Daniel McLaren will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mark Swanson, age 61, of West Des Moines, died March the 3rd. Memorial services for Mark Swanson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Clara Frizzell, age 91, of Greenfield, died March the 9th at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Care Center. The family of Clara Frizzell will greet friends from 4 until 7 p.m. Saturday at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Mary Angle, age 81, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A massive Christian burial for Mary Angle will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Ray Zelmer, age 76, of Wyota, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Ray Zelmer are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.